Kelsey, sounds good. We are definitely keeping an eye on that. My eyes are just not readjusted. The moon is so bright when you come back to the window. I was just in the interior of the cabin. I've come back to T-shirt window, and it's just overwhelming brightness. And my viewing angles have been challenging. I won't be able to give you great observations from this window, but I will talk about something that I was talking a lot about in my recordings earlier, which was we've been talking about some shades, and so we have obviously the dark and the light gray, and then we talked about naming some colors, a brownish hue and a greenish hue. And I'll tell you, like, right now, Aristarchus Plateau is hard for me to see from this window, but that had greenish hues to me and was very unique. I didn't see anything like that anywhere else on this side of the moon. And then I see a lot of these what I would call brownish hue areas. There's a number of them. And they, for example, the northwest corner of the highlands, to me it looks like the brownish hue is caused by ray or ejected material landing on the highlands, and then we obviously see the ray areas as a lighter albedo, but in between the rays where the deposit would be thinnest, that is what it looks like is causing the brown to me. So I saw that in the northwest side of Aristarchus, or sorry, that dark area of the highlands, northwest side of the highlands. I saw it in the highlands to the east of Glushko, and then I see those same brownish hues west of Oriental, and I drew a contact there on one note, but that's a huge region, kind of like a piece of pie with the point of the pie pointing at Oriental and then going up towards the northern side of Hertzsprung. And that is an area that just looks like a different, that brownish albedo.
That was fantastic, Jeremy. We had heard rumors of the green and brown hues, and so you really read my mind on asking about those. Understand they likely didn't have any contact with each other the way that you described them, but please correct me if I misunderstood that. And then last thing, I'll make the same offer we made to Victor earlier. If it would be helpful for us to verbalize any targets so you can stay at the windows and keep your eyes adjusted to the moon, please let us know.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.